Thanks, Rob. It's Download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Tonight, a special Studio 435, our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer, right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue. We gave Greg the swap meet a week off. Be back soon. Tonight, the folk rock sounds of Chicago's Half Gringa. Half Gringa is a songwriting project of Izzy Olive. The music has been classified as rowdy rural rock music. Love it. And her debut LP, Grunonia, came out this year. Half Gringa will be on stage at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee on Saturday night. And they're going to be at Shuba's here in Chicago on December 10th. But first, they're here in our studios. Izzy Olive and Sam Cantor of Half Gringa are here, and they're ready to perform with the song Marte. Take it away, guys.
Green, 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 green grass, blue, 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 blue glass. Answer when I ask, are you coming back with scars? This fight full armor, aren't I a charmer? I don't feel any warmer, am I coming back from Mars? Nothing, oh, and I suffer like it's nothing, and I take it on the chin, I take it on the chin, every time, every time.
Yeah, there we go. Half Gringa in Studio 435 tonight. That was the song Marte. Izzy Olive and Sam Cantor in studio. They're parts of the band, which will be at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee on Saturday night and at Shuba's on December 10th. That's next Sunday. That's what it is. They're in studio tonight. Half Gringa. Why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear from the artists and hear some more music here in Studio 435 on the Download. Stay with us. It's a Download 720 WGN, Studio 435 tonight, special Wednesday edition, Chicago's Half Gringa in studio. They just put out their debut LP, Grunonia, get that done.
You're so close.
I'm getting so close. I'm gonna, by the end of this segment, I'm going to get it. Half Gringa is Izzy Olive and Sam Canter in studio tonight. There's other performers as well, but we're in the stripped-down version. It's the songwriting project for Izzy Olive, and she is in studio along with Sam. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
So I said at the beginning, this is kind of classified as rowdy rural rock music. Mm. What does that mean? I love that.
I guess it's just sort of, it was when I was writing the music for this LP, it was sort of a goal, but also something that had kind of just occurred in the natural formation of Half Gringa as a full band. Our sound became a lot more sort of like rough and tumble as I added more people into the project. Originally, I was just doing this as a solo project, and it was just me like recording with an acoustic guitar in my dorm room in college. and it went by the name Tin Silos. And then I started playing with a full band and then realized like the name didn't quite fit and that we were sort of developing this really specific sound. And I wanted something that felt more like an identity to me, that was sort of like a question, an open question about my own identity. So I changed the name. And just quickly, we kind of found that sound.
Well, I mean, the evolution of the style of music that you're playing, because what you're talking about, the earlier iteration stuff was a little bit more country music or alt country. I don't want to say country, sort of Nashville country, but like an alt country. Listening to Half Gringa, I mean, there's horns in the selections. There's just a much more mixture of music and instrumentation. Is that by design to evolve into something that's a little bit more complicated?
It is. Most of it has to do with just the people I added to the project. Like, I knew a really talented trumpet player named Ivan Paizo, and I had met him when we were at U of C together, and I just knew that I really wanted him. And I'd always kind of toyed with the idea of having something that wasn't a stringed instrument, as sort of a lead instrument. And I immediately thought of him and how good of a horn player he is. And so I asked him to start playing with us, and he did a really good job of arranging his own parts for the record. And so I think that just sort of that sound developed because, you know, I kind of just said, hey, do whatever you like.
I mean, that's something I have a lot of bands in, and we talk about and we get into the theory of music and everything. But when you can have a horn player that can arrange his own parts, I mean, there's a lot of different ways a horn can sound on any rock track.
Yeah.
For someone to come in with that skill, that's got to be helpful.
Ivan is incredibly talented. So, yeah. And it was a thing where I didn't want to mess too much with the things that he was already bringing me because they were so good. So I just sort of let him, you know, grow into that part and sort of figure out a way to fit them around the other things like my guitar tone and Sam's guitar tone and Andres's bass lines. And so, yeah, it really was my goal to sort of showcase everyone's talents on that record, and to sort of present a full band iteration of the work that we'd been doing for so long. So,
you know, I heard you mention the fact that you were singing songs in your dorm room at University of Chicago, and Ivan as well, talking about University of Chicago. Sam, I don't know your background, but I am interested in, I don't hear too much that comes out of that campus when it comes to music. And I don't mean it as a knock. I'm just great artistic, creative people that come out of Hyde Park and the University of Chicago. But you don't necessarily think of it as a breeding ground for Chicago musicians. Is there a lot going on there when it comes to musicians and artists and songwriters that are trying to make their name in Chicago?
You know, well, I can't speak for how the campus is now. It's been a couple years since I graduated, but when I was there, I mean, there were just like a lot of artists that I think the school is very self-selective. And I think that is great in terms of coming in as an artist and just sort of like wanting to dabble in a bunch of different things. So like I majored in theater and English, which have, you know, nothing to do with music, the music department generally. But I did music as sort of a side project. I was in a band with the bassist in our current band at that time. And that's sort of how I met Ivan. And Ivan started his own brass band while we were on campus called Dirt Red Brass Band.
Now that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I think of horns and jazz. And
yeah.
There's a lot of connections to the University of Chicago.
And honestly, like, I think it was just a place where like the university really wanted us to like have free reign to kind of just like make our own
name for ourselves and do whatever we wanted. And I think, you know, in lieu of maybe having the best program or the strongest music program, we did have the most freedom to kind of like do whatever we wanted and like start our own RSO that was, you know, like a weird band and opened for the off campus, like the comedy club. Right. And yeah, so I think, yeah, just having that freedom is,
you know,
really good.
I bring it up because Chicago is an extreme college town. Mm-hmm. There are so many great universities and colleges in Chicago, but it doesn't necessarily have the reputation for that. And I think about, at least in the ether, the concept that you could be on a college campus anywhere and you know, being a musician, trying to get the word out, getting people to come to your show, that kind of thing. But doing it in the backdrop of the city of Chicago, where there are so many bands, professional musicians, other people performing, is it helpful or is it a challenge to be a young musician trying to make your way in a big city like Chicago?
No, it's super helpful. I mean, I feel like the Chicago music community has just been so great and not as like, you know, sort of gatekeepery as I feel like other cities can be. And maybe part of it's just like, we're Midwesterners and we're really friendly and we're all about community. But it was, yeah, it was just a thing that if you like find your weird niche of stuff that you really like and you just kind of like follow it, people will welcome you with open arms. And that's sort of how I got into that community. I will say that like being in Hyde Park itself was a little bit isolating, but like once I left, once I like graduated, I was a little bit worried like, oh, how am I going to like figure out how to do music in the city? And like, it wasn't, yeah, it just like wasn't that difficult. I just found people and keep finding people, and it's great.
Let's bring Sam in. Sam Cantor as well, play guitar in Half Gringa, who's just in the track Marte we just heard. You know, for you, being a part, because I said at the beginning and I said it again, this is a songwriting project, not necessarily classified as a band. You know, being a part of a songwriting project that is somebody else's, mm-hmm. How do you see yourself fitting in? I mean, is it different collaboration than what we traditionally know as a band? Is it more open creatively? Explain the idea of being part of somebody else's songwriting project.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, what we know of as a band, that's like a really diverse term. So like some bands write collaboratively and everyone writes their own parts and someone's in charge of lyrics or whatever, or you have multiple songwriters in the band, like the Beatles is a famous example. Other bands are like fronted by somebody, one woman or man or person, and that everyone else just kind of answers to them. And then there are projects. People tend to like, and I think that's something that has come up. I'm sure it has existed for a long time, but I think a lot of the artists that I have admired have sort of developed projects around their own songwriting. And so they bring in different collaborators rather than bandmates. And they get to shape, whoever's sort of in charge of the project gets to shape whose voice is added. But then it becomes a collaborative effort inevitably.
The art is the collaboration as opposed to the venture that is the band.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's so much that goes into past the art and the creativity of the band that was in here last, Studio 435, talking about touring around the country, and they all have to take off work and come together as a family. But it's different when you're talking about a collaboration of artists that know that they're there for that purpose.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And I think, and that's why it's kind of great, because I feel like the possibilities are endless in that way. Like, you know, I keep meeting so many musicians that I love in the city that I'm like, I'd love to collaborate with you. I'd love to like bring you in for like some sort of Half Gringa iteration. Because we have the full band that we do. And then sometimes I just play solo. And then sometimes, and then now we're doing this duo thing. And then a couple of times we've done a trio with me, Sam, and Ivan. And yeah, I just feel like it's great to explore. It really kind of gets you closer to your own work in a way, and makes you look at it in different ways. At different angles, it's just really helpful for the process.
Are there challenges in the way that you may collaborate with musicians who don't take ownership of it, who may say, oh, you know what, you should find a different guitar player tonight, I got other things to do?
Totally depends. I mean, it is very hard to coordinate
between a bunch
of different people. But I think, you know, generally, I think people are really willing. Like, if people like your work and are really into what you do, you know, they know that you can sort of take the lead on something and it'll be really great. And also personally, like, I love being part of projects where I'm not the one in charge. It's a nice change of pace. And just like, I'm sort of following this other person's like vision or dream. So I think, I think that that's something that musicians in Chicago are really about and open to.
Yeah. And I would just add to that, that I'm relatively new to the Chicago scene. I moved here less than 2 years ago. And, you get what you put into the scene, you know, and this is one of the first projects that I got involved with since moving here, besides the things that I had myself. And mm-hmm. You get so much out of, that's how you meet people. That's how you feel like a part of this city being vibrant. Like, you can hear about Chicago being a vibrant music city, but like, what does that mean until you're right. actually creating things with the people? And I just think being a part of Half Gringa has been a great gateway to.
Yeah, it's about relationships.
Yeah.
Sam Cantor and Izzy Olive in studio, part of the project, Izzy's project, Half Gringa. They're going to be at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee on Saturday night. They're going to be at Shuba's on December 10th in Lakeview. But they're here tonight, Studio 435. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on tonight's news. We'll come back. More live music. Half Gringa, stay with us. All right. Thanks, Rob. It's a download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Special Studio 435 on a Wednesday instead of a Monday. Our weekly showcase of the best live music Chicago has to offer right here in our Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Tonight, Chicago's Half Gringa. Izzy Olive and Sam Cantor are in studio tonight. They're half of Half Gringa, almost half, close to, tried to go there. They're going to be at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee on Saturday night. Shuba's on December 10th. Grunonia. It's Nononia, right?
Onia.
Grunonia. Got it.
Almost, yes.
So close. Is the name of the LP, and they are ready to perform their next song. This is called Peach Season. Take it away, guys.
They come stippled sized sheaves of life I leaf through on the train. I still suck on sweet and bland. I close my chest with two hands, pressed up awake for miles of cumbersome humidity. Summer gets away from me, thank God. I remember my mom and what she said. Thoughts thread, I've long lain in this bed. I've seen most things. I need a peach branch green for peace. Wick and raw pasture. Every word that bloomed in my mouth mixed so I can't figure out what hurts where. I need air, pushed myself and fell to knock it free. Poured the life out of me. Can you see it? Long and lean, I go reflecting hard, monument to my incompetence in this car. Every time I get the chance to talk through our whole circumstance, succumb to brackish dread and sweet insensitivity. Midwest winter brings out tooth and claw. In December I thawed too soon for you. Put the truth on ice and torch the proof. I've said most things. I need a peach branch green for peace. We can rock past your reach. Every word that bloomed in my mouth mixed so I can't figure out what hurts where. I need air. Pushed myself and fell to knock it free. Pour the life out of me. Can you see it? Long and lean. Sick inside, it ebbs and flows like low tide. And I know what you are up against. Future, past, and present tense. But all the truth is maimed by me. The plainness of my empathy. Must be nice to just be living. Honey, I'm a talker and a wanter and a winner. I'm destroyed. Ooh, your eyes, doe wide in deep dreams I hide. Concrete clots my chest and yet you scoop me up. I need a peach branch green for peace. Wicked raw past your reach. Every word that bloomed in my mouth mixed so I can't figure out what hurts where. I need air. Pushed myself and fell to not get free. Pour the life out of me. Can you see it? Long and lean.
Yeah. There you go. Half Gringa in studio tonight. Studio 435, that was Izzy Olive and Sam Cantor in studio. They are that's the project Half Gringa, which is Izzy's songwriting project. Two of the members, Izzy and Sam, in studio. They're going to be at Cactus Club in Milwaukee on Saturday night. They're going to be at Chuba's on December 10th, but they're here in Studio 435 tonight. That was the song Peach Season. Wonderful. You guys, thanks so much. It's so great.
Thank you.
You know, continuing the conversation we had just about, you know, trying to find the right musicians to collaborate with and to be able to find a way to get your artistic vision through by working in projects as opposed to bands. How do you find the musicians that you collaborate with? How in a big city like Chicago do you find the right Sam and other players who can execute the vision that you set forth?
Well, I cheated a little bit because I went to school here and I happened to go to school with a bunch of really talented people. So two of the members of my band I went to school with. I think that the first way, like the first rule of like collaborating and like getting people to collaborate is to just go to shows, like go to a ton of shows. And that was one thing that one of my mentors told me is like, if you want to play music in Chicago, you just need to like go out and see some stuff, talk to some people. Like that's going to be the way to do it. So I think that that's been for me the most helpful thing. I met Sam because we had a mutual friend in New York who I'd played with before. Okay. And he and I played our band separately, played a show together, and then he was like, I would like to play with you sometime maybe, and I was like, okay, you can just be in my band if you want to. So that's another way, like once you've started playing shows, that's kind of how I've found more collaborators, is just by playing with more bands.
Is it easy to find connections with artists by going to shows? I mean, is Chicago open like that where musicians are looking to collaborate, or is it really at a certain point where they feel like they have their artistic thought down and now it's just about getting people butts in seats?
I would say in my experience, it's very open to collaboration. There have been a couple of times where, and I think, you know, it also depends on your level of like putting yourself out there. Like I have seen so many great shows where afterwards I'll go up to the musicians and be like, hey, that was really great. I would love to like maybe play with you sometime, or like, can I, you know, like sit and talk to you for 5 seconds or whatever, you know, just chatting people up and sort of telling them what you're interested in and what kind of stuff you've been working on. And I think the idea of like a project is really, yeah, again, just really appealing to people, because then I think it's a little bit less like cemented in stone than saying like, will you be in my band?
Right,
it's like,
right.
will you like
it's
maybe play
issue.
A couple
right.
shows with me? Well, and because like people like to, you know, sort of trade around and play.
Well,
other
I think about
and...
other creative pursuits. Mm-hmm. Acting comes mm-hmm. to mind, where you're in a play for a couple months and
yeah.
then you're done with it. I mean, it does seem you may be right, like approaching someone saying you want to be in my band.
Yeah,
like forever, like, forever,
man. Yeah, it's like you're asking someone to get like a matching tattoo with you, and it's not quite there yet.
Sam, does all of this seem is it similar in your as someone who came here from Chicago, didn't go to school here, came from Connecticut? Has it been an easy transition for you to find creative people to perform with?
Yeah, well, it has been. I was living in the Boston area for a number of years before. I grew up in Connecticut, but I was living in the Boston area just before moving to Chicago. And there's a couple things about the scene here that were just so positive in terms of like landing. And number one, people really are more open here than they are on the East Coast in general, I felt. I think that's a function of like an attitude, maybe a regional attitude, but also just the fact that there's so much going on here, and there's not as much of a need to like compete with people. And I really think the overall attitude here is everyone's trying to lift everybody else up. And I don't know that I mean, I haven't lived in so many places and I haven't pursued music as actively anywhere else as I have here, but I know that it's a really special vibe here in terms like my experience with meeting really talented musicians has just been only positive, and that's really special, I think.
You know, in the music world, and I think about what you said, because I hear that a lot from artists that come through the show and any discipline. And I think about theater artists, because they'll talk about a lot, just like we just talked about with the play, but they'll talk about how it is a giving community, or there's a lot of communication and collaboration between the artists, and people are open. But there's also the point where they say this is a great place to learn and take risks and try new things, because you're here to perfect your craft so you can go to be on Broadway or go be on television or whatever it might be, in places that are much more about commerce than they are mm-hmm. about community. Is that similar for the music industry? Does Chicago serve as a place for you to be insanely creative and collaborative, but almost a stepping stone kind of thing? So if you really want to get serious about it, you need to be in a different town?
I mean, I don't think that the latter part of that is true. Like, I think that Chicago has certainly made its own name for itself in several different genres in regards to music. But I do think that it is a great place because of its, like, affordability, because the community is so open and so vast, that and because of the, like, kind of diversity of venues, like in the DIY community, like house shows, and then also with like smaller places, like the Hungry Brain is one of my favorite mm-hmm. places in town to play. And yeah, just like smaller rooms, it's just way easier to kind of get started and book your shows if you really want to, you know. I think it's a great place to just get your career started, but also like keep it going, you know. Like, I don't think that my goal isn't to move to New York or Los Angeles or anything like that. Like, I pretty much think I'm a Midwesterner for life, for sure. And I love Chicago, and I don't see myself leaving this community anytime soon. I think maybe there are some artists that kind of view it that way, and that's fine. Mm. But yeah, I don't want for anything.
It's obviously changing with some of the more popular music that's coming out of Chicago and calls Chicago home.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. And you said my favorite phrase that I hear from so many different musicians was house shows.
Yeah.
I'm so into it. Like, I'm just so into it from the musicians who come in and they just nonchalantly throw that out. I'm like, house show? Well, tell me more. I have gotten so deep with bands and artists about where the house shows are and how the house shows play and all this kind of thing. It's like, it's my, I don't know, like, my curiosity for this.
Interesting.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I think it's great that there's like a whole underground kind of movement of house shows for
yeah.
musicians to be able to play. I think
yeah.
it's awesome.
I mean, it's great, and it's also super necessary, you know, especially for people in marginalized groups whose work isn't necessarily being actively picked up by buyers in town. Like,
right.
that's a great resource for them. And it's also a place where people can create their own space where they feel safe, you know, like people of different gender identities as well. It's just like, you know, there are some times when I've been to shows in bars and it's like you kind of get this vibe that you're not necessarily welcome there.
Or you're not the target audience.
Or you're not the target audience. Right. And it's nice to be able to build your own target audience.
Yeah. Izzy Olive, Sam Cantor, part of the project Half Gringa, which is in Studio 435 tonight. They're going to be at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee on Saturday and at Shuba's on December 10th coming up here. All right, we'll take our last break. We'll come back, and we'll get one last live track from Half Gringa in Studio 435. Stay with us. All right, so download 720 WGN, Justin Coffin here, Studio 435. In it, Chicago's Half Gringa, the songwriting project of Izzy Olive, who's in studio with Sam Cantor, two of the members of Half Gringa. There's others as well. They are playing at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee on Saturday night. Shuba's on December 10th. Their debut album, her debut album, Grunyona. Close enough? Like, you saw the evolution of me mispronouncing that? that where I got it? All right, good. Izzy Olive, Sam Cantor in studio. Here is the last track in Studio 435. It's called The Architect. Take it away, guys.
I was there looking up the mountainside. I was there when you said it was alive. It's not God burning through the anthracite. I'm over nine. I'm over nine. We drove by a truck of bones in plain daylight. Just a pile uncontained, I went wide. The takeoff made me cry, but I took it, tell me why. I didn't come here just to lie. I didn't come here not to try. My fear hooked my arm, stole me from where I come. Left me for dead, oh please. I just get up and leave. More champagne, no complaints. Knees on tile, my suitcase dragging me through the streets, dragging me through the streets. More champagne, no complaints. Knees on tile, my suitcase dragging me through the streets, dragging me through the streets. My fear hooked my arm, stole me from where I come, left me for dead, oh please. I just get up and leave. We wait in line some more. You are the quiet one now. You were an architect once, I can tell. I'm unseen, I don't make mistakes. 25, no kind advice that I won't take. We made all the same signs, two sets at the same time. I mistook my loneliness for bravery. I mistook my loneliness for bravery. I mistook my loneliness for bravery. I mistook my loneliness for bravery.
Mm-hmm.
just took my loneliness for bravery.
Yeah, there we go. Half Gringa, the songwriting project of Izzy Olive and Sam Cantor in studio tonight. They're going to be at the Cactus Club in Milwaukee on Saturday night. They're going to be at Shuba's on December 10th. They are here tonight, Studio 435. Half Gringa, a pleasure. The music's tremendous, you guys. I can't thank you enough for coming in and being our guest tonight, Studio 435. I appreciate it.